We have some insane breaking news. Donald Trump is the most corrupt president in American history. And that part's not news, but I want to demonstrate that by showing you this clip of Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth just moments ago. Pete Hegseth made an announcement that the United States will officially be placing a Qatari Air Force base in the state of Idaho. The state of Idaho will now hold military personnel for the country of Qatar, who has infiltrated a lot of our colleges, a lot of groups with insane amounts of funding to try to divide the country. Qatar wants to divide the country in similar ways as Russia or China, yet Trump is dealing with them in such a transactional manner that he got a $400 million jet, they get an Air Force base in Qatar, they pay for a golf course, and Trump gives them security guarantees. Let me just run you through this all, because this is the craziest love relationship I've ever seen. So it started off basically with the Trump company striking a Qatari golf resort deal in a sign that it's not holding back from foreign business. So Donald Trump's personal companies are dealing with Qatar and making billions of dollars off of them, while then the country has to suffer with a Qatari Air Force base in Idaho. There's no rationale behind it whatsoever other than the transactional nature. Now, after this golf course deal was struck, Trump also got a $400 million jet from Qatar. We are now learning that the U.S. is preparing the Qatari jet to be used as Air Force One. They have to refurbish it, which is going to cost upwards of, I think it was like hundreds of millions of dollars to refurbish this jet and make sure that it was secure coming from Qatar. But at this point right here, the blatant corruption is so obvious, but then it gets worse. Last week, Donald Trump committed the U.S. to defending Qatar's security. I feel like he's committed more to Qatar than Ukraine or any of our other allies at this point. This dude will bully Canada, say we should invade Canada. He will bully Greenland. Remember that phase when he was bullying all of these countries, talking about invading them? Yet when it comes to Qatar, he will let them place a base in the state of Idaho. Honestly, it's so bizarre that I'm having trouble wrapping my head around it. And I just want you to watch Pete Hegseth trying to explain how corrupt this administration is. Just to zoom out for 1 second. Trump, when he got into office, has effectively set up multiple different buckets that people can funnel money into in order to get ahead with this administration. You can point to the cryptocurrency, which has made him billions of dollars, and people have gotten favors through it. You can point to the presidential library. Trump keeps suing media companies like ABC, and he makes them pay into the presidential library. And once they do, then their merger gets confirmed. So he's saying, hey, if you want to have your merger confirmed, settle this lawsuit and send the money to my presidential library. There's also the ballroom. He's doing lawsuits with the ballroom right now so he can have random companies pay that off. Beyond the ballroom, there's the MAGA super PAC. This super PAC has money funneling into it from actors who are getting not just benefits overall, but literal gifts, and they're able to be above the law. So with all of that being said, now that I painted a decent picture of these different buckets that Trump has created to funnel money into, I think that creates some context as to why this is so transactional right here. Now with this, you can say there's a new bucket. You can even call it a plane. There's a new $400 million plane that Qatar gave to him. And then this is his reciprocation. Let me play this clip.
No one other than President Trump could have achieved the peace that what we believe will be a lasting peace in Gaza. And Qatar played a substantial role from the beginning, working with our folks to ensure that came about. So I want to thank you for that historic peace. We look forward to joining the president as that gets, it's already been delivered, but as that's formally signed as well. And I'm also proud that today we're announcing, we're signing a letter of acceptance to build a Qatari Emiri Air Force facility at the Mountain Home Air Base in Idaho. The location will be host a contingent of Qatari F-15s and pilots to enhance our combined training, increase lethality, interoperability. It's just another example of our partnership. And I hope you know, Your Excellency, that you can count on us.
I mean, I don't even know what to say about this. I'm gonna pass it off to Laura Loomer, who tweeted out, WTF is America first about allowing Qatar to have a military base on American soil? That's true. What is America first about that? She says, this is an abomination. So much for make America safe again. Okay, now I don't agree with what she says here. She says, by letting funders of Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood have a military base on U.S. soil. Uneffing believable, just unbelievable. I mean, I tend to agree here. The country that is not only funding Hamas, funding a lot of other terrorist groups, but is also trying to sow division in the United States by funding a lot of colleges in a discreet way. You can look this up. This is all incredibly true. Qatar now gets special benefits with the United States. Laura Loomer is absolutely right, but at least Trump got a free jet out of it. At least Trump got a free jet, and he got a $5 billion golf resort in Qatar. Basically, how I see it is that the people of Qatar, the leaders at least, are so incredibly rich that they're trying to leverage Trump's transactional nature so much that it's now becoming a little bit too out in the open. Not just a little bit, but a $5.5 billion golf resort and a $400 million jet is reciprocated by a U.S. Air Force base, and we've committed to defending Qatar's security. Why? Why are we defending the security of countries that fund our enemies? President Donald Trump has signed an executive order for the U.S. to guarantee the security of Qatar, a significant commitment to a non-NATO Arab ally. The United States shall regard any armed attack on the territory, sovereignty, or critical infrastructure of the state of Qatar as a threat to the peace and security of the United States, said the order. The order comes as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, during a visit, apologized on the phone to the Qatari Prime Minister for Israel's strike in Doha last month. I don't believe any of Netanyahu's apologies. I did a video earlier with Ben Cohen from Ben and Jerry. You should check it out. It's on my channel. It was posted an hour or two ago. And we have a good conversation about the potential ceasefire, about Trump's morals. But to continue here, I mean, lack of morals, let's say. To continue here, on Twitter right now, people are just dogging the administration. Tommy Viter said, in 2017, Trump accused Qatar of being funders of terrorism, and now the U.S. is going to host a Qatari military base on U.S. soil. Pisco says, bad faith MAGA hacks said Hunter Biden's position on Burisma was a conflict of interest. They also have no problem with Trump taking a Qatar airplane bribe and then later allowing a Qatar military base in Idaho. This says Joe Biden was criticized for flying a Chinese balloon over our for a Chinese balloon flying over our airspace that he had nothing to do with. But now they're giving Qatar an entire effing airbase. Oh, I'm going to keep reading these. Can you imagine if President Obama allowed Qatar to build a military base in Idaho? The MAGA meltdown would have registered in the Richter scale. Fox News would be doing specials called Sharia in the Heartland. But since it's Donald Trump, all you hear are crickets. That's actually a decent segment name if I were a prejudiced racist. My dad and his entire side of the family are Muslim. So it's insane that we've seen, I don't know, decades and decades and decades of Islamophobia, especially following 9/11. But now that there is a Qatar Air Force base in the United States, are Republicans going to drop the xenophobia, the Islamophobia? Who knows? Malcolm Kenyatta, representative, said a new base for Qatar on American soil, a $20 billion bailout for Argentina, a government that shut down. Is this really America first? Mike says, why the F are we letting Qatar build an Air Force base in Idaho? It's almost like a meme. In Idaho? That's wild. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, if you appreciate the breakdown of the Trump admin's corruption, all that I ask is that you follow below. We are barreling towards 2 million followers on YouTube. And also make sure you check out the Adam Mockler Instagram, Adam Mockler Facebook, or Spotify. Wherever you are, we're there. Catch us on those platforms. I love you all. Peace out.